everybody. Welcome to this podcast. This more than just muscle strategies to help you become your very best both inside and outside of the gym. I am Skip LaCorn. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, my great friend, the mother of my beautiful child, partner in crime, podcast partner, Carrie LaCorn. How are you doing?
Hello, I am doing fabulous.
Well, I got to tell you guys, this podcast that we're bringing to you, this is straight out of the files of I Will Not Let You Down.
Yeah.
Right? On schedule, had some technical difficulties that we worked our way through, right, Carrie?
We pushed through
because
found a way.
Found a way, and we got this podcast up for it. Glad to be here with you. This podcast, More Than Just Muscle Strategies, helped you become your very best both inside and outside of the gym. It's two people. We love fitness. We've been around fitness for a long time. That's probably why you're listening to this podcast right now, our commonality. And we like to, you know, talk about fitness during this podcast, share that common bond that we have, but also expand it a little bit more, talking about life. Life as it's formed from a fitness perspective, because you know, if you have interest and, you know, you hang around certain people and you move towards certain goals, spend a lot of time in the gym, I mean, you're going to develop a certain personality, a certain structured way of thinking that you might not realize that it's kind of pigeonholing you in a certain area because you love it, right? And everybody who you hang around, they admire you for it.
Well, and why shouldn't everyone else think just the same as you?
Hey,
everyone else should be greatest, so impressed with you.
Right. It's the greatest thing in the world. Why wouldn't everybody do this, right? And you probably hang around people who think the same way. Sometimes we don't realize that there's another world out there. And that this isn't about concentrating on necessarily expanding that world, if that's not what you want. But it's just talking about life from our perspective, our journey. We'll share that commonality. And we look at the world, we look at other aspects of life from our perspective. Should we expand it? Should we grow upon it? Should we get out of our pigeonhole? Well, I mean, that's up to you. I mean, that's what we're growing and doing. If you want to come along with that ride with us, then that's great. If not, but it's just a show more than just sets and reps. It's just about expanding life from this whole fitness perspective. I'm sure there's a lot of things that you can relate to in many of the podcasts that we talk about. It's all about motivation, mental strategy, expanding different areas of life, maybe some areas of your life that you don't think about that much, but you have it on your list to think about it someday, right? Well, we're in that someday part. Maybe it's expanding on relationships. Maybe it's on mastering your finances. Maybe it's all of the above, your spirituality, whatever it is. And you've been in this pursuit, this passion, this love for fitness, and you kind of always had on your list that, hey, you know, I gotta work on some of those areas. I'll get to it, right? Well, expanding your mind, because maybe you can have that love and that passion for fitness and excel and have that awesome body, build that muscle, lose that body fat, and not or, and develop that quality of life. And that's what we want to lead you into doing, because, you know, maybe throughout our life, I've 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, writer for the magazines, fitness personality, whatever that means, for 25 years now. And, you know, quit my job some 17 years ago to chase my dreams of pursuing this. So it's been an all-out effort. I wouldn't say that I necessarily had it balanced. It may, along the way, it may look like with Mass Machine Nutrition and, you know, all the pictures that you see, all the contests that I won or whatever it might appear, name recognition in this industry. It certainly wasn't an easy route. It's a route that if I had to do over again, I could be more effective and efficient. And Carrie, same thing for you.
Yeah.
It's not one or the other, right? It isn't like, oh, you were, Carrie was a national level figure competitor and fitness competitor. And you competed for how many years? Six years of intense competing. It's not like you didn't have to not do that, you know, either have a great life or be the fitness competitor. It's just that you have inside perspective that can help someone going down that right route a little bit, you know, easier. And that's what this is all about. That's what this more than just muscles. This is podcast number 20. So we've been kept our streak alive, Carrie, yeah. 20 weeks in a row. What's that? Yeah, no matter what the challenges are, kind of developing this. And so what we do during this podcast, this is on this More Than Just Muscles podcast network. You may be listening to this from, I don't know, a link from my Facebook page or the More Than Just Muscles Facebook page or iTunes, because this goes on a couple different iTunes channels, skiplacour.com. You'll see, I don't know, a picture. Hey, who's that ugly guy with that beautiful woman? How the hell did he get her? Oh, that's Skip LaCour. That's his wife, Carrie. Well, let me hear what this podcast is all about. I've heard him go yammering on and on and on about bodybuilding and training and his mass machine training and for years, and into that motivation, manformation stuff. Well, let's hear what his wife has to say. I don't know, whatever piqued your interest to listen to this podcast, however you got here. That's what this is all about. We're more lighthearted, where I'm maybe more intense or whatever, giving you content, material to take home to change your lives, where this one's a little bit more lighthearted. Yeah, so if you're on the morethanjustmuscles.com network, it takes you over to Blog Talk Radio, or you're on skiplacour.com. You see all those podcasts. You'll see that 6 days a week, I've been doing this Morning Connection podcast. We're up to podcast number 183 right now. So I'm in a stretch of 83 podcasts, and I did them 6 days a week. I don't know, 6 divided by 83, whatever, how many weeks in a row I've been doing this. And then on the seventh day, we do this one. Right, and so I'm building up to number 200, so that'll be 100 Morning Connection podcasts. I talk about what I brand mental toughness conditioning, MTC, get you to thinking about life, getting clear on what it is you want. You know, really thinking about it, getting focused. I keep you on track, give you some other things to think about. And as Miss Jewel says, I make her feel uncomfortable a lot of times.
Not the only one, Miss Jewels.
Right. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about today, because I was on a trip this past week, and I went on where I expanded my mind and trying to always take my skills to the next level. So I went to this business seminar / coaching seminar. It was a really great experience for me in my journey, where I'm at, where I'm taking the next level. Talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. But it really made me think about what a curse it is in some ways that Carrie has to live with a motivational speaker. I mean, just think about that. How tough is that? You live with a guy, you're married to a guy who is all about MTC, mental toughness conditioning, right? That can't be the easiest thing in the world,
it's
right?
It's not the easiest thing. I mean, and I realize that its benefits. But.
Well, I realize that too, you know, but it's like, I don't know, it's like a comedian, right? They make the world laugh.
Yeah.
Right. That's their gift. That's their talent. They think about everything in the world, about what's funny. They can go to a funeral, and because they've conditioned themselves to look at the world through those glasses, they can see what's funny in anything. Like I said, even a funeral. And they entertain the world. That's their gift to the world, right? Well, you know, because my gift to the world and to provide value is what I'm passionate about, help them improve the quality of their lives, MTC, mental toughness conditioning, motivation, right? I can't help but see the world that way, right? Yeah. And so Carrie is the beneficiary, and also she has that curse sometimes. And anyway, I was thinking about that myself. It's a tough position. Believe it or not, not for anybody to feel sorry for me, it's a tough position for me to be in, right? So we talk about lighthearted things during this More Than Just Muscles podcast. You get to know Carrie and myself a little bit more, more than just muscles, right? Mm-hmm. About our lives, our personalities. Whether we're on this podcast for an hour or so every week, and you can't help but get to know about us, right? We can't hide it, right? We're being transparent on this podcast. So 6 days a week, it's the Morning Connection podcast. And during this podcast, what I'll do is I'll review what we talked about in the week, just in case you missed any. Maybe I'll say one of the podcasts. You should listen to all of them, but all 6 of them. But if one of them sounds like, it gives you a chance to kind of go straight to that one and get to the other ones later. By the way, if you see this on, you see the 100 block, you know, it started at 101. If you're looking for, you know, numbers 1 through 100, you can get that at skiplacour.com. just go into the podcast, go to Morning Connection. You can also find them on, those are on iTunes there. So when you go to those first 100, and these things are timeless. I mean, you know, like we'll talk about current events during this more than just muscles. You know, Carrie goes through the news. We look at it through a fitness perspective, which is the second half of this podcast. And so, you know, things are going to be dated. You know, we're going to be, I don't know, talk about Tracy Morgan getting in a car accident or something like that. Well, you know, that's not going to be relevant 6 months from now. Hopefully he's recovered and well and, you know, or something like that. But the Morning Connection podcasts are timeless. You can listen to those one through 183, 183 days in a row, and then you can go back and listen to them again, and you'll learn from a different perspective, right? It's good, good motivation, good peak performance, and especially look through.
You have the top 10 lessons.
Right, yeah, 91 through 100. I do the top 10 lessons that I've learned about life so far. And I count down to number one from number 10. Number 10 is 91. Number 100 is the best life lessons that I've learned so far. So if you like this stuff of, you know, we're kind of the same, we're bros because of our fitness background, no matter where you are on the journey, then you might find those to be of great interest.
Bros,
right?
Or gals.
What's that?
Bros or gals.
Bros or broettes.
Broettes.
Right? All right. So, and then what I do during the Morning Connection, both the podcast and the Morning Connection newsletter, that's something that just gives you something to focus on at the beginning of your day. Get that, you know, get you focused in the right direction, thinking about your life. You can sign up for the Morning Connection newsletter at sltips.com/22. That's a short link that I have, sltips.com/22. It'll bounce you over to where you can sign up to get this Morning Connection newsletter. It's a perfect complement to the Morning Connection podcast. Send your email between, I have it scheduled to go from 3 a.m. To 6 a.m. So every morning, start you off in the right direction. All right, so podcast number 178. Speaking of Miss Jules, Miss Jules said this was her.
Oh.
Podcast number 178
was...
She's
been posting a lot of the lessons on...
Yeah, she's one
she's
of my
on
best students. You know what I mean? She's one of, and I did some one-on-one coaching with her. Remember, I had her really early in the morning, like 5 a.m. I think it was every Wednesday right there. Great student of this, going through a lot of, you know, physical growth with her transformation, but also mental and emotional growth. So a big shout-out to Miss Jules. Morning Connection podcast number 178. It's Are You Too Slick for Your Own Good?
Ah.
And what I mean, are you using your power and your charm and your creativity to have people lower their expectations of you or to get out of a jam? You're not on time. You know you can talk your way out of it. You're timely with anything. You show up on time, your assignments, your requirements. You use your charm so they lower the bar and you don't step up to your higher self, who you're truly capable of. That's not where your creativity goes. It goes to...
Is that kind of like talking your way out of a speeding ticket?
I guess so. Except for something like a speeding ticket, how does that affect your everyday life?
I guess you
can extrapolate. I could get in a speeding ticket, get in a car accident or whatever, right? But it would be something like, you go to work, you're always late, and you talk yourself out of it, so then you're always late.
Gotcha. Okay. Right? So they expect it.
Yeah. Because you know you can get away with it.
Right.
Right? Okay. And so instead of using that time to creatively organize your life so you're on time. And then again, where else does that show up in life, you know?
Yeah. I know someone like that.
What's that? I think we're all like that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the rules aren't of what to do. They're not really all that strict. They're based on the lowest... the average, right? I mean, like, if you fall short of your expectations at work and it's like a big company, then you must really suck. Because by law, you know, they have to, you can't fire anyone who someone else got away with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Or you can be sued. Like, I showed up late 5 times in a month and I got fired. Jane over there, head of accounting, it's documented that she was late 6 times and she didn't get fired, right? So then you're setting yourself up for a lawsuit. So the bigger companies, what they have to do is make sure they don't, the lowest common denominator is covered.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if you think of the more people you have in a group, the lower the expectation is. And so if you get fired, I mean, you just probably just suck, you know, and probably should get fired, because if you think you're too slick to get away with it, maybe that's a wake up call. You need to step up. All right. So, but I do think that, you know, because there's a lot of things we can all get away with that we do use our creativity, or we know we can get out of it. And again, it's just the momentum that it creates.
Yeah.
Before we know, we're complaining about we don't get all the breaks in life, mm-hmm. or, you know, why didn't I get the promotion? And you don't think about it. You know, I know this one guy, and I mean, he is just in a place right now. He's not earning even close to what he wants. It's affecting his self-esteem. Yet, you know, he's always looking for the easy way out. Mm-hmm. You know, and then he wonders why his life is this way. He just can't figure it out. You know, that, you know, me helping him out is just to, you know, point out some things to get him to think, but it's going to be ultimately up to him. There's always that balance between what's efficient and effective and the highest use of my time, because life isn't about grinding yourself up, mm-hmm. MTC all the time, right? You know, it's about enjoying life, right? Yeah. So, you know, sometimes if you can get away with it, why not, if you still get the result at the end?
Yeah.
I understand that. Efficiency, right? Not always doing the hardest thing. But if it's not working for you, if you don't think you're getting the breaks and you think it's somebody else's fault, that may be something to look at. Morning Connection podcast number 179. Why is it so important for you to change now? That's something that you really want to listen to. I ask a lot of great questions where people make a lot of nice goals.
Yeah.
Nice, you know, nice things, and just getting into the process. I've set goals. I'm working hard on them. You know, sometimes they don't understand that's just a great start. They don't really connect to why they must change. You know, I think that's true of a lot of us. It doesn't matter. All of these things, no matter what level you're at, these aren't for people who are just totally suffering with no confidence. I mean, no matter where you are, and this is one thing I stress, no matter where you are on the totem pole of life, the hierarchy of life, you know, the next level you want to go to, you're going to have to be a bigger, stronger, more creative you. And you're going to be scared. You're going to need courage. You need to step up, because you've never been to that, no matter what you've accomplished in the past. And so all of these things can apply to everybody. On Morning Connection podcast number 180 is you can't do it, or you don't want to do it, right? I mean, some people, it's like, And I ask the question, which belief serves you best? I mean, do you want to say, you know, I can't do it? Do you really want to tell yourself that you can't do it? You know, that, man, I'm not smart enough. I'm not lucky enough. People don't like me enough. It's just impossible for me. Or would it serve you better to say, hey, I just don't want to do it right now. I don't want to do whatever it takes. I don't want to use all my skills and my talents to do it. Again, I was talking about that same gentleman. He said, no, I can't do it. And it's just something. God, it's something that he just doesn't know his power. I'm not even convinced he really doesn't believe he can't do it.
Uh-huh.
I just think part of the whole slickness is the poor me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, poor me. I really can't do it. Now what do you think?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want those beliefs. And, you know, I talk about that in Morning Connection podcast number 180. Morning Connection podcast number 181. Do you get an A for effort, but sometimes get only a C plus for productivity? I mean, the results that you get.
Yeah.
You know, you're always, because a lot of times people, hey, I work harder than anybody else. I'm always trying. You know, it's really the results. You know, it doesn't really matter if you work 12 hours a day if you can't take care of your family.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I guess you get an A for effort, but if you didn't curb your hunger, if you had a higher standard for yourself, and not just, I work really hard, I get an A for effort, and you realize you get a C plus in productivity, you would raise your standards. You would maybe go out about your day. Maybe you'd realize that only working eight hours is what you need to do. You need to do better in that time period. But if you're okay with working, hey, I work so hard for my family, you're never going to find those distinctions and strategies to actually be productive. I think a lot of people lose sight of that. I think that's very common in the bodybuilding and training industry with these young guys and their science and their, you know, they don't even look like they lift.
Yeah.
Because they do the effort, they have the plan, and they don't realize that maybe if they pushed, how do I get that one more ounce of muscle?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do something that isn't scientifically proven for a couple weeks. Maybe there's some mental advantage, right? No, I got it down, and they don't get the results that they want. So, and then morning connection 182, it's time for a reset with this new you. And that's it. You've been listening to these podcasts. I've been making you feel uncomfortable, inspiring you, giving some things to think about. You know, all my one-on-one coaching clients, I mean, part of what I do is have them listen to these podcasts, half an hour every day, 6 days a week, because it really stimulates thoughts so we're more productive in our sessions every week, right? Because all these things, everybody needs to go to the next level and just stimulate so much thought, gets them clear on what it is they need to do. Well, if you've been listening to these podcasts, I don't know, for 83 podcasts, you're not the same person. You can't, because you're thinking differently. And because you're thinking differently, you're taking different actions. You may not notice it, but you can't help that. You change your thoughts, you will change your actions. Again, even if it's not noticeable, and even if things don't happen for you as quickly as you would like them to, they are happening. They are happening. You're not the same person as you were 83 podcasts ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to, you know, whatever goals that you've set at the time, you need to reset and set some higher ones. Don't keep on lingering on, you know, kind of in that goal-setting mindset of someone 83 podcasts, for example, ago. You know, that's what we've just done recently. I mean, we've accomplished, and I talk about it in that podcast, but, you know, we've had a very, very productive 2 years. And, you know, sometimes you sit back and you go, wow, you know, you're scratching and clawing and grinding. It didn't seem as fast, but wow, there's been some measurable progress. And we've done that in our lives. Well, now that some things that, you know, I guess we have to be optimistic that we get to this point in our lives, you know, and I'm not just talking about, you know, body, you know, the whole package, connection, love, family, financial, piecing all these steps together. It's like we probably, I guess, had the belief that we would always do it, but we really didn't do all these things, and we've made a lot of progress. And now it's like, well, okay, now you're at this higher level of more confidence, more references of success. It's time to, with this new you, this new powerful you, set more ambitious goals that you 2 years ago, for example, us 2 years ago, we wouldn't have set, because we had these big things, you know, like have a family, let's say, right? You know, it's such a huge, awesome thing. It consumes a lot of your thought and your thinking and your goals. Well, once you have that, now let's set some higher ones now. And you need to reset and do that. I was just looking at, you know, the Mass Machine Nutrition line on bodybuilding.com.
Yeah.
And I'm showing you. I was like, you know, like you guys, if you look at it, you can go to sltips.com/3. sltips.com/3. See that on bodybuilding.com. And again, I can't say this enough. Thank you so much for your support of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, our highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Thank you so much for your continued support. I mean, the amount of hours and work and scratching and clawing and setback and stress and then I just, if you look on there, I mean, there's the introduction of like 4-6 new items over time, 4 most recently, new labels from when I first started on this journey, right? Got some really better labels,
yeah,
that are in the hopper, right? But it's just like, whoa, it's like coming up for air. And it's like, wow, to get to this point just took so much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in some way, I mean, 3.5 years, if you really think about it, isn't that long. But man, it was an intense 3.5 years. Actually, yeah, maybe a little bit more of the planning before the actual launch. But, you know, it's like, whoa. But see, now that I'm at this point, you know, it's time to, well, now that I got that out of the way, it's time to think bigger, to reset.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about that with your life. I talk a lot about that. Talk more about that on Morning Connection podcast number 182, and then podcast number 183, Morning Connection podcast number 183, I talk about be open to upgrading your current way of thinking, meaning that, you know, you're always growing, you're always changing, and
yeah,
that's at this I did the podcast from, you know, my hotel room yesterday. I said, boy, time, that was yesterday. It seems like a week ago, but yesterday. And I was just realizing how, you know, I'm just, even with everything I accomplished, everything that I have gone through, the changes I've made, the things that I am certain about, I'm just like amazed how much, you know, your thoughts just change and they upgrade, you know? And I was thinking about, and I talk about this in this podcast, is that, well, I talk to you, right? I talk about all the challenges that I had Thursday, doing Thursday's podcast on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a bastard. What takes me, I didn't realize this machine that I've set up with all these podcasts and the computers and the programs and the sound modulators, and you know, that was probably our challenge today doing this podcast. There's a glitch in that, but I didn't realize what a machine system I have set up that took a lot of work, you know, a lot of tweaking and a lot of time and a lot of frustration. And what takes me 20 minutes in the morning to, you know, produce a podcast, or after I do it, produce, get it up along with a video, takes me like 20 minutes. This literally took me 5 hours to get the podcast up to you, you know what I mean, this past week, right? Took like, because the connection was just knocking it off. I mean, every challenge, and then the computer that I take on the road, it isn't as sophisticated with everything in line. It was just a lesson in persistence, right?
I can hear the F-bombs.
Well, the thing about it was I wanted to do a podcast right away, do Friday's podcast Thursday when I was in that moment. And it was going to be a podcast about persistence and try one more time and things like that, right? Things that you've heard me talk about a lot of times. I just didn't have enough time. I had to go to the seminar. And so I was going to do that the next day. But after going to the seminar and expanding my thoughts and getting a big picture, because like I'm in my world. I talk to you guys on this podcast. And I talk to my one-on-one coaching students, and I go to the gym. I talk to my nephew now, but I don't and talk to my wife and baby, of course, but I don't have this big influx of new ideas besides reading in the news, right? And this just was a whole, just whack me on the side of the head, which I really encourage everybody to do from time to time, you know, a new way of thinking. And it just made me think, I wasn't in that space anymore to complain about what I was complaining about. Right, it was like that. Just seems so silly. Yeah, so what? Everybody has problems. What's the next thing? I had bigger, more empowering things on my mind than to waste a whole podcast talking about that. Yeah. Right, and it just made me think: is that if I were to go through these, you know, 183 podcasts, because I wait until, you know, the morning of the podcast, whatever's going through my head, I'll just let it marinate because I want to be passionate in the moment of what I talk about. I wonder if I went back and listened to those 83. I wonder how many think. I don't think that way now. That's not as important as I made it sound on that day. Because I've grown, you know, 183, whatever, 283 days later, really pushing myself. I'm not the same person. And the thing is that, are you open to upgrading? Or do you have to stick to your beliefs because they served you well now and you are certain? And the whole thing is, be open to upgrading. And that's something is that, you know, I really, whatever I'm telling you guys about my view of the world, that's my view of the world. It's for something for you to either take away and accept. Maybe it's helpful. Maybe it's helpful in your journey. It was certainly helpful to me in my journey. You know, who knows if I'll think that 6 months from now. I'm going to upgrade my way of thinking. I'll pass that along to you. I'm not going to hold on to it just because I said something 6 months or 6 years ago. And I do think, do you think some people just stick to their thoughts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's and I in the Morning Connection podcast, 183 in the title, I put upgrading in capital letters because I want you to think of it as upgrading. Wording, how you describe things in your head is so important. And it isn't like waffling. Don't be afraid to waffle from your ideas or change your opinions or flip-flop. I mean, that gives one word, that's one way to describe, one connotation that you wouldn't do it, right? You'd feel disempowered.
Yeah.
Waffling, change your mind, reversing your thoughts, or
being wishy-washy.
Yeah, you know, it's upgrading,
blowing
right?
with the wind.
So don't be afraid to upgrade your thoughts. I think it's really important. I think that's just growth, you know? I mean, and you have to go through life in stages, too. It isn't like you can You can't just skip over all the grind, the challenges, and things like that. You can't skip over them. It's like you go through a process. What I'm going through now and where we're at in our lives, we have to go through at least some of that journey. Not all. Yeah. We don't have to make things as challenging. But there are some things you have to go through to really appreciate yeah. you're at. So that's upgrading. Yeah. So if you're new to listening to this podcast, we're in this different time slot on Saturdays. If you're listening to it live during this Morning Connection podcast, it just make you think about some things every single day. And the first one is, what did you do yesterday that really impressed you? And that's just anything. I mean, you got the podcast done 12 hours later, and you got through all the challenges without upsetting each other too much, right? And getting the baby. You found a way to make it work. It'd be something as simple as that. You push yourself past what you normally do. It doesn't have to be something huge, but we want to take stock of those and notice those things along the way. So what did you do yesterday that impressed even you? If you're listening to this at night, what did you do today that impressed even you? What was that cool moment when you said life was pretty good? I don't know, it could be looking your wife's or husband's eyes. It could be, I don't know, it was a Saturday morning for you or something like that, and you were in the gym, and it was sunny, and you said, wow, this is pretty cool, this lifestyle I live. I don't know, look in your child's eyes. But big, small, something in between. Again, take inventory. What was that cool moment today, if you're listening to this at night, or yesterday? It was just when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good. And then every day, think of this big goal, this achievement, this accomplishment, whether it's a feeling, emotion, an option, a material possession, whatever it might be that you really, really want, all right, that you really, really want, and it would take you months, if not years, of you stepping up with this MTC, becoming your best you, not becoming slick, right, living up to your best you, upgrading your ideas when it's necessary, when you come up with new ideas, when you know it's important for you to change now, right? You tell yourself, look, this belief serves me, I just don't want to do it. Or you say, look, and because I realize that, I do want it, right? You don't give yourself, you're not satisfied with an A for effort anymore, right? You're going for productivity. I mean, you live in this manner, this mass machine type manner, right? Or whatever, MTC, mental toughness conditioning manner. You have to do it for months and of years to accomplish that achievement, that goal, that experience. Okay, what would that be? Visualize that for 3 seconds. Now, if you've been listening to the Morning Connection podcast and you already know what that is and you're not upgrading that, right? Well, let's make it more clear. Right, get it more the crisper, plusher, more color, more, make it more fun. Get in the visualized image that you have of it. Right, it's just something we do, 3 seconds or so every single day. And then, what is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is it really helping you get to the results that you really want, or is it like a short-term gratification thing that's really compromising those results you want? Like, for example, focusing on, spending your money on something that will make you feel good at the moment, right? And it makes you feel good, yet you know you got all this work to do on yourself, or you got to really take charge of these certain areas. And that short-term goal, it made you feel good, and it took off the pain, that angst for you to really push yourself, and before you know it, your life is filled up with those what I call peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that you've lost your appetite to really work hard for the Thanksgiving dinner, right? So is what you're doing right now, is it really helping you get to the results that you really, really want, right? And then have you remind yourself, what are the results that it is you really want, all right? So that's what we do. That's what the Morning Connection podcast is all about. Now, I'll tell you something. That was Morning Connection. We ended last week with Morning Connection podcast number 183. And so I'm going to go to 200. So that means there's 17 more podcasts. And then this day-to-day connection that we have with each other, it's going to be over with. Oh, my God. Man, I'm used to getting up at 4:30 every morning and speaking my truth, doing whatever I can to provide value in your life, right? Our connection's going to be over here. Well, you could listen to the reruns, all right? Listen to them again. Like I said, they will be powerful for you if you listen to them again. But I got a better idea to keep the connection going. You know, in addition to my massively busy schedule with my family, with Mass Machine Nutrition, you might have heard me talk about my one-on-one coaching one or two or 100 times, right? And a lot of people, they'll send me an email, they assume that coaching is too expensive for what it is they're after. Man, Skip, you sound like you know what you're doing. You've been doing this for a long time. It sounds like you got, looking at my board of coaching clients right now, pretty full schedule. Why are you putting this out there? And can I afford it? Well, you know, I gear people to one-year commitments. That's where the majority are. But some go in six-month commitments. So their terms are always ending, and so there's spots opening up. And so it's good to, you might just fit right into a slot right now. Like I do have slots available right now. Or if you wait until you inquire, and then that slot might be somebody who's on a waiting list right now. So you want to send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. You know, I even set up an 800 number for you so that we can talk on the phone, because this whole coaching thing, life coaching, you know, I just don't think that's a good term for it, life coaching, what I do. And it's certainly
But you
not,
have all different kinds of people that you coach.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just like bodybuilders, and it's not just business.
And it's not contest preparation.
It's like all different kinds of people.
Right? I mean, what you'd think as a bodybuilder, I mean, yeah. And so anyway, I set up a phone number if you can jot this down. It's one, it's a toll-free number, 1-885-946-8311. 855-946-8311. Because I know you're not going to read, you're not going to get the whole picture, you know, from a website or even a video. I'll tell you exactly how this will help you. I'll spend a half an hour with you explaining it to see if it's a good fit for you and for me, because it has got to be a good fit for me too. And, you know, I really do a job of making sure that someone doesn't get into this coaching if that won't help them, even though it can help everybody. But really, I mean, let's be honest here. I only want the most committed people. That's why I'll go through a lot of people. Yeah. So if this is what you need and you really want to make it happen, you know, call that phone number. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. So when our connection ends with a morning connection, and I'll tell you, last time I did the 100, like you see, there's a few months gap in between the first 100, between, you know, 101 to 183. That's when, you know, everybody came in, right? When the connection ended, that's when everybody came in for coaching. It just filled up my schedule.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm telling you this now, with 17 left, you don't want to wait to the end. You want to take action now. And I'll talk to you about the coaching, because don't assume that, you know, it's too expensive, because really, there's one program that is the most effective. It's optimal for most people. But I have programs where, like, guys will spend a weekend with me for one price. I mean, I take them through the most amazing weekend one-on-one. I mean, that's a really upgraded course, all right? I mean, program that I offer for those who are really committed to really change their lives and right away. And that's a very exhausting, intense weekend, you know, for both of us. So, you know, that's one level, right? Another level is when, you know, they talk to me every week plus a couple more. We set their goals for the week. We follow up. We review. They've got access to my home phone number, my cell phone number. We text, right? That's another higher level, right? Now, the one that most people do that I really guide them to that's really effective and efficient and isn't as costly as those intense programs that those other two that I talked about, and so they can get their coaching both inside and outside of the gym, is the weekly one-on-one coaching. That's recorded calls, set through the goals, get you clear, get you focused, make you accountable, make you follow through, help you, guide you through your challenges. You know, and then there's things that I can help even the lower level, like, you know, coach you once a month, set goals, review the previous month, so it's one session a month, and I do two sessions a month. So, and one of those can fit your price range, I'm sure. And you get on the team, you get in my inner circle to make this stuff happen. Now, I'll tell you, there, I do know, I'll spending a half an hour with you on the phone, taking you through this process of you getting clear, I can tell you which one is the best for you. And but we'll go through that. You send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. Call 855-946-8311. Again, that's 855-946-8311. You know, we'll talk about it. You know, spend the time. This is something, you know, you and I are developing a relationship for a year. We're talking every week. We become like friends. Although, you know, I'm that friend who pushes you, right? Not the friend who just tells you whatever you want to hear, right? You're paying me to help you get results in your life, and I never lose track of that. It's just that we have to have a relationship together. So,
yeah.
You know, we have to see if we're compatible, right? And that's just as important for you as it is for me, all right? So you want to do it now and not wait till, you know, Morning Connection podcast number 200 is done. So, so that's what we do. That's the whole Morning Connection review. And, I was thinking about my poor wife, Carrie, and I was also feeling sorry for myself because, I am very conscious of the fact that I look at all these things about stepping up. Are you stepping up or are you pushing back? Are you making excuses and feeling good in the short term and you're compromising what you really want in the long term? There's so much more inside of all of us, right? And I don't see myself as beating myself up because I don't see it that way. I just want the best things in life, and I'm willing to do whatever the hell it takes to make it happen. My ego is very little if I don't have what I want, right? Like with Carrie, she hasn't been on this personal development train as intensely or as long as I have, right?
No.
But, I'm always careful. Oh, like
you got to bite your tongue.
Well, it's just that, I don't care. I don't care what it is you do. It's just that if I just know, just try one more time, Carrie, and then all the great, your whole experience is going to be just so much better. I mean, I can see that where sometimes she can't. And it's like, then I have that choice. Do I be quiet because I don't want to be that jerky husband, motivational speaker, mental toughness husband, or... You know, it's just a fine line to handle. What do you think about that? Because I bet a lot of people wonder those type of things, huh?
It's a fine line, I guess. I mean, I need the lessons, definitely.
Well, we all,
we all can.
If we don't have everything we want in life, hell, if it's going to be this big, tremendous journey and pain and suffering, well, maybe we don't want to go through that at this particular time. Those type of things I can understand. But it's just right there.
Yeah.
One more try. You know, that's where the thing where, you know, it comes in. And sometimes we can't see it. I can't see it. Yeah. You know, I get coaching. I go to seminars. I get slapped in the head sometimes. But it's all an effort to become my best, you know, me. But anyway, I just think that's an interesting dynamic. But it's for both of us, right?
Yeah.
You know, so those are some things that, you know, we go through from time to time. And, you know, the thing is, too, again, you know, it's not about me. Sometimes I just want to be the best living, breathing example for, you know, our daughter, our family. That's so important to me. You know, like when I go to some of these seminars and there's a lot of personal development involved, because if you want to succeed in business or your physique or whatever, have that quality of life. It's really your own personal development. It's your own thoughts and your emotions more than the specific strategies. Everybody wants those specific strategies. They think that's going to get them from point A to point B. And it's helpful, but it's really yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I go to these seminars and, you know, I have my pains of the past, you know, either things that traumatic events that happened when I was a child that kind of set your thoughts in motion for the rest of your life until you work hard to identify them, maybe even get some help or some coaching or therapy or whatever to work your way through. We all have those things. And sometimes it's not because something traumatic happened to us. It's just that we were 6 years old and we didn't understand what was it going on. We took it in a way that was disempowering. It shouldn't have been that way. An example might be, You know, if you're a young boy or a young girl and your dad worked all the time and he provided, so your mother stayed at home. And, you know, he took that responsibility, stepped up, and he was stressed all the time. Or he had to take business trips, and he was gone a lot of the time, right? And, you know, at 6 years old, 4 years old, you don't understand. You got, some people might consider dad a kick-ass guy who did whatever it takes for his family. So you have that motherly connection at home rather than him not pushing himself to produce so much financially and then putting that some of that burden on his wife. And so they're both going to work, and the child, the four-year-old or six-year-old, is going to daycare, which who knows what's going to happen at daycare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of parents like to convince themselves, oh, that's the greatest daycare, because sometimes they box themselves in. Now, I understand. I'm not criticizing that, but it's like, this is what I'm saying. You know, what if you could have your life any way you want it? I don't know if someone they would choose to put their child in daycare.
Yeah.
Again, I probably ruffling a few feathers, making people think about some stuff that's painful.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, there's nothing wrong. You know, hey, I hope the best for you. I'm just asking if you could, you know, if you could earn more money so your wife can stay at home. I mean, and she can work if she wanted to, maybe from home, maybe less, but not putting your child in daycare as much. If you could have it that way, all right, and still have an awesome quality of life, would you do it? I would think. I mean, I don't know. I can't assume everybody has my same values, but I just assume they would not want their kid to go to daycare for 9-10 hours a day. I guess I shouldn't assume that, right? But the thing is your best you and your husband, your team, your energy, and maybe it's not, as a wife, it isn't you working and producing money, but there is a way to figure out this combination where both you and your energy produce that money or that situation where that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, getting back to my point, the four-year-old, six-year-old, right, they could see it as, well, dad was never around or dad was always stressed. You know, at that age, they don't understand that, you know, your dad was kick-ass. You know, he did whatever it took for your family. But it doesn't matter at that age, it's locked in. So even if you're the greatest parent in the world, they're gonna get some shit out of their childhood.
Right?
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate thing.
Yeah, it's how you perceive it.
Yeah. And again, they don't have, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old doesn't have the perspective of life to perceive it in an empowering way. And then even at 30 years old, when they finally figure it out and they want to see it, then
it's so hard to rewire everything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's still ingrained on an emotional neurological level, you can't intellectually outthink that feeling. So, you know, that's the unfortunate thing. Our daughter Brooklyn is probably going to have those things no matter what we do. And hey, that's the way it goes. But I just have this thing where I want to, when I talk about this, you know, about, I just want to rear up as few of them as possible, as few as my garbage, my hang-ups, my limiting beliefs, as humanly possible. I just want to be that example that you can dream big, think big, one more try, can have what you want in this world. And I have to be that living, breathing example to make it happen. You know, they say that people more attention pay to what you do than what you say. And your kids are watching you. Mm-hmm. You can tell them all the lessons, but if you're not congruent, if you don't do those things, then, you know, that's what they're going to learn, what you actually do. So, you know, and so you were talking about all the different coaching, right? All the different coach guns. Mm-hmm. We talk about, you know, some of the situations, interesting things, because I'm just fascinated with people's growth and development and their victories, you know. And I remember coming home one night and Gary said, hey, you had one client. You know, he called from, it was midnight in New York City. And, you know, his goal was to make $100,000. And the goal was so his wife would stay at home, by the way, right? And I don't know, like, you know, again, I just got him clear on his goals, what he wanted. And it's, he had the resources and the talent and the ability. And I don't know, like within 6 or 7 weeks of coaching, I get that call and he made whatever, 96,000 of it with a $8,000 a month contract or whatever, like just 7 weeks into it. You know, and again, that's just becoming focused on where you want it, setting goals, you know, instead of with all the other stuff, someone make him accountable. So we get, I get to share a lot of these great experiences with my clients. You know, I have so it's business is one thing, but really it's not about business. It's about a man becoming all he can be, right? That's what sometimes we want. And the result or the reference of that success may be money sometimes, but it's really about being the man to take care of his family on a higher level, you know. But at the same time, you know, I have a coaching client who's a woman, and boy, we've been just coaching for about a few months, and she was scared, felt she was getting older. She was in a relationship for a couple of years, and was living in a state of real fear, hanging on too tightly. Well, you know, this helped her kind of realize a few things, and she's now moved in with her boyfriend, and boyfriend told her she loved him for the first time, like in a couple of years, right? You know, sometimes just getting clear. So thing is, it's really rewarding. So if you're thinking, well, what kind of coaching does this guy do? So business coach, right? Personal development, man formation coach, more confidence. I have a couple guys where, you know, they're 25, both of them actually, two of them are 25 years old, and we talk about how to become that man to attract that woman that they want, right? And one of them, one guy, you know, he's working on some of his fitness goals because he believes that, you know, he can't attract that woman, have that dating until, that's not necessarily true, but that's what he believes, and I work with that. And it, you know, he's lost 40 pounds, all right? So he's well on his way. He's 25 years old. He hasn't weighed he hasn't been this light since he was a freshman in high school.
Wow.
Right? And so the next thing is that he's getting the confidence with the ladies, right? So I'm excited for that. When we talk, I've been preparing about how that all works. Now, and then I also have a gentleman who is 25, very smart, ambitious, really cool guy. And, you know, his challenge is that, you know, getting the women that probably aren't best for him for the long term, and then kind of dealing it with drama in certain situations. And you know, what I'm doing is helping him not get addicted to that type of, you know, that type of dramatic movement relationship, because you know, that's going to, the thing is, he gets drunk on contraband wine, you know. you never should have been drinking that wine. And then he's gonna, the poor girl that he, if he doesn't kind of identify this and work on this, then he's going to be with a great girl who could be the great wife, loyal, trustworthy team player, wife, mother to his children. And he's going to go, why aren't you, you know, as spicy as that? And the poor girl, he's going to look at her as being boring, where she's the perfect girl because he didn't understand what, you know, kind of, you know, kind of an adrenaline junkie or a drama junkie, right? You know, so a lot of my life experiences, so more confidence, business, losing that weight, getting in shape, that type of coaching, relationship coaching, both male and female, right? Yeah. Business coaching, I mean, I guess I do it all. But really the common thread, no matter what your goal is you becoming, you know, that person, right? It's, it's really about that internal game, no matter what it is. And then you can get it as what you want, because we all kind of have these unique challenges and going away, and it's this complex game or puzzle as we're trying to work through it. So that's all my coaching. That sounds like something that, I get it now. You know, this guy isn't a contest prep coach, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot more than that. And again, you know, one thing that it's interesting is that when I was done with bodybuilding and training my competitive career, I was really done with bodybuilding. That's part of the reason why I wanted to expand to other things in my life. I love the sets and reps. I love what it did for me. Built a worldwide following because of it. But I just wanted to progress, you know. It would be kind of like you know, a singer, right? And she's got some song that she's been singing since 1972. I don't know, some disco song that is a party song, right? And they've been singing the song for 20 years, right? And that's what people want. And sing it again. Woo! It reminds me back when I was in high school.
Right.
And they want to go, oh, I just want to sing my new stuff. Right. I got some new stuff, right? Well, I've fallen into that trap. Yeah. And again, as I expand and I grow and I get on my shell, what I realize is like, look, that's what you guys primarily want from me. So I'm going to give you, right? And, you know, we grow along the way. And it's funny is that I'm realizing it again now. I'm revisiting that. And at the same time, I remember it was the same thing about 10 years ago. It's like all my language, all my talk, all my podcasts were bodybuilding. I'd never brought it up for that reason, right? But then this guy named Arnold Schwarzenegger, right, was running for office at that time. And I realized he always talked about weights and analogies. And, you know, here he is a politician. He's financially successful. Obviously a movie star and all these type of things, but he went back to his roots all the time about bodybuilding, and that's how he communicates. So if it's cool for Arnold, it's cool for me. But you know, again, I can help you with that too, but that gives you an idea of what this coaching that I talk about is all about. So what do you have in the news this week, Carrie, that we talk about from a fitness perspective?
Well, I thought this was interesting. We seem to talk about relationships a lot. And did you know that couples are now signing social media prenups?
I did not know that.
Yes. So it's to prevent spouses from posting unflattering photos of each other.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Well, so before they tie the knot, the agreements state very clearly which what each spouse is allowed to put online and what consequences will follow if the rules are broken. And, you know, it's not like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a naked photo, you know, like, or, you know, something racy.
Just without
like
makeup
that,
or
even
not
like an unflattering, right, you know, bathing suit photo or something can be grounds for collecting money from the spouse who posted it. That's interesting.
Yeah. A couple of things that come to mind is that all those spouses that jumped to conclusions about their spouse and they posted on Facebook or what a idiot or a whatever. And then the next day, I just want to apologize for what I said about my wife. We're working through things.
I know.
How many times have you seen that?
Yeah.
They need an agreement about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like a
keep the problems.
When you're
to yourself.
Mad at me, you think I've done something, there's a 10-day cooling off period before you post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And as far as those pictures are concerned, it reminds me of like when you're at a bar and somebody has a birthday or a wedding, girl's night out or something like that. Hey, can you take a picture of us, right? And you take a picture and she grabs it and looks at, well, let me look at it first before you go away, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so there's a picture of her and three other girls, right? How is she deciding if it's a good picture or he has to take another one? Yeah. What is she looking at, right? What do you think she's looking at?
Herself.
No, she's not. Her eyes don't go to her immediately. It goes to her three friends. Now, this one isn't a very good one of me, but it's a great one of Jane and Sally and Debbie. So go ahead. Okay, that's good. Now she looks right at herself. If it's good, right? Oh, take it again. This one sucks. Yeah. And Debbie's going, I look amazing in that one. So that type of threshold of being an acceptable picture, hopefully the guy isn't like that, right? I can see the girl being like, well, is that sexism, he's saying that?
Girls, well... Girls are more likely to be.
Hopefully, right?
Yeah. So, speaking of divorce, this is an interesting story. You know, people get divorced for all kinds of different reasons. And one woman is divorcing her husband because he does not like the movie Frozen. And basically, this
I'm looking at Alpha.
What's going on with Alpha?
He erased my goal board.
Oh, no.
I have my goal boards on the ground in this home office, right, where we're doing this podcast. And I see Alpha was our dog, our golden retriever, wiped off goals 1 through 3 laying on it. And he has that red and black marker all over him probably now, too. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. He's Frozen. Trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess apparently, you know, she really loved the movie, obviously, and she made her husband go see it. And he said, it's an okay movie, I guess, but I didn't really care for it personally. And she says, if you can't understand what makes this movie great, there's something wrong with you as a human being. So you know she's now moved in with her parents and refuses to speak to him.
Can I? She would hate me. You know why?
Oh, I know she would hate you.
What? What does that mean?
Well, there's obviously something wrong with her.
Oh, no, no. What I mean is that. What I mean is that I don't even know what that movie Frozen is about.
Let it go.
No, I've seen I never played them, but I've seen videos of, I don't know, athletes singing the song to Frozen or whatever. I flipped through the DVR where that movie Frozen, I mean, I have no idea what it is, except for like a Disney cartoon, right?
Right, yes.
And it must be taken with Ice Age or something like that. I don't know if it's animals. I don't know anything. I guess there's a song that everybody loves in it too. She would hate me, huh?
Well, she would have dragged you to the movie to see it, so then you would know about it.
Yeah,
but yeah. If you didn't like it, you'd be in trouble.
Whatever it is, I haven't been hooked into learning more about it, watching it, even watching the videos of people singing. What's Let It Go?
Let it go.
What does that mean? Is it like an inspirational song or something?
Yeah, I think so. You just let it go. That's like that's the only part I know.
Like Katy Perry song. Yeah. It's inspirational, huh? Girl power.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I Believe I Can Fly type of song.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Right when we get done with this podcast, you're going to have to pull up that song. Maybe I'll sing it on the next
podcast.
It can
be our bumper music for the next one.
Right, right. Maybe I'll sing it.
More breakups in the news. Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, I did scan it. You know, yeah. I tell you, how long were they together?
A long time.
I think it's under just a bit under 20 years.
Yeah.
I think I saw 19 years. It's like, wow.
It's too bad. It's like if you're there, if you've made it that long.
You might as well just hold it out. Yeah. Come up some. What do you, God, you know, and how old are you at that time too? I mean, they must be in their 60s. Late 50s?
Yeah, I would say 50s, late 50s.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just just ride it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be better with somebody else. I don't know. I don't know. That's sad.
Jennifer Lopez broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Casper Smart. I know that's not that shocking, I don't think. But
he was a younger guy. She likes the younger guy.
Yeah, so. I think maybe he was like a backup dancer or something. Or no, that was her boyfriend from a long time.
Yeah,
I don't know. All I know is he wasn't Mark Anthony.
What was the reason for that? Does it say?
Yeah, it just said whatever differences.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'd probably be, I don't know. What I like in women may not be what everybody likes, but I can see where that might be interesting to say you're going out with Jennifer Lopez for a while, but. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's
become
my opinion.
Part of the staff.
Or she's so busy all the time,
yeah, exactly.
And she's traveling all the time. And don't they have like twins or?
Yeah,
she's got kids and everything. Her schedule's pretty full.
Yeah,
I mean, how much time does she have to devote to
imagine.
You?
Yeah,
you know.
And poor California Chrome, he didn't make the Triple Crown.
Yeah, I see a lot of posts on Facebook, which, you know, Carrie gets to hear this from me all the time. Because, see, I don't get...
All of us fair weather horse racing fans.
You know, I don't get most of the things that everybody else gets, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I think, am I just one of those guys who always see things differently, or do I just naturally see things differently? You know, my whole thing was, why is this so important? Like, who even... What are the three things of the Triple Crown? Why is everybody so emotionally attached to some horse racing? You know, it's a horse, right? I don't know. Hey, that race car, man, it's going to win five races. You know, I don't know. But everybody's into it.
Well,
right?
It's a big deal because they haven't done it since 1978.
Yeah. And who really cared then either? Well, I don't know.
And then again in sports, I don't know. I mean, this NBA stuff, you know, they had the first game
right
two nights ago, I guess, and LeBron James was cramping. He's getting like all this slack on social media about this cramping. And I think, like, I don't know why everyone's giving him such a bad time. I mean, cramps are really hard to go through, right?
Well, I mean, first of all, because number one, he's number one. Everybody wants to pick on number one. You know, and people don't want the Miami Heat to win. They're definitely, I mean, most people, and I'm sure the people in Miami do. It's because they kind of bought their way those top three players at one time.
Really? Is that what it
was? And then since they had them, they've done very well. And so, I don't know. Where, like, the San Antonio Spurs is more like a team.
Wait, who's the third? They're Dwayne Wade and who else?
Bosch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, and where, you know, the San Antonio Spurs, definitely a team. They're older. They're not as flashy. But the thing about it is, did you hear how the air conditioning
broke?
Yeah,
the air conditioning
broke. It was like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean.
And I think the other thing about it is that he's a multi-million dollar endorser for Gatorade.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm sure the competition, I haven't really been watching, but the competition from of Gatorade, Powerade, or whoever their competition can really take advantage of that,
right? Yeah.
But you know, I think that he handled it really well.
He did.
Media, like, hey, that's just the way it works, and
yeah,
you know, he seemed to handle it pretty well.
Yeah, he seemed like he did.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's.
But Tracy Morgan, I mean,
well, Tracy Morgan, yeah.
Yeah,
so he's still,
I mean,
I'm
a big Tracy Morgan fan. I think he's just hilarious. A lot of interesting stories about his personal life, too. I mean, drug, alcohol. You know, he got a kidney, right, from an old girlfriend, and then and he broke up.
Thanks for the kidney.
his mother, man, she defaulted on her mortgage and just some issues. But I heard him on the Adam Carolla podcast where, you know, he handled it. He goes, look, things just happen with families.
Yeah.
I think he just got married and he has another little baby, and you know,
okay.
And yeah, so that's kind of sad. I know he's in intensive care.
Yeah.
But I don't know
they
how
life threatened. They didn't say any of the injuries or anything specifically.
Yeah, it was a car accident, by the way. But, you know, I'm a big
fan. His friend died.
In the car?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. His friend, and it was another comedian, friend of his.
Oh, really? I wonder. Yeah. I gotta read that story. I should be more up on it because I probably know all those comedians because they all do the podcast circuit, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I think that 30 Rock is brilliant. Carrie can't even sit through that show; she just doesn't get it, right? So, but yeah, Tracy Morgan has gone through a lot. Very interesting guy. Really funny guy.
Well,
wishing him the best. So. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this More Than Just Muscles podcast, number 20. Thanks for joining us. Hey, if we interrupt your schedule a little bit by having this podcast a little later, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line. And again, you'll be joining me with the Morning Connection podcast. We're right back on it. I'm right back on it tomorrow morning. I do that thing at 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Then I've got a whole full schedule packed all the way until 2 p.m. again. Yeah. So I start the podcast. I get up at 3:45 on Sunday and then do the podcast at 4:30. I'm stacked all the way until 2 on my Sunday with one-on-one coaching clients. But again, other days of the week, you want to send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. All right. So thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we will connect again next time.
Bye, guys.